irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We are so glad that you're here with us. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to dive into the hot seat with Dr. Allen. Speaking of that, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
Great. I'm ready to go to work. Which is never
work. I knew you would be. Oh, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? You have to turn your radio down.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Hi. This is Brian.
It is. Grateful to get on early with you. I have a call in a little bit with a lady that we met on that fun singles thing, and I definitely had a very nice vibe with her at the beginning, and she's already reciprocated. So I'm looking forward to talking to her again. And gosh, I have like six I'm talking to now, and it's overwhelming.
What's overwhelming?
Having that many people at once and keeping track of who said what, but I'm taking it slow and, you know, doing my best not to contact them too often until I get to know them.
Good. Remember, every good relationship is based on a good friendship first.
Yes. And from the communication so far, I think the woman I'm talking to has that. But I'm really calling more about another one. So I connected with her. Oh, my God. I saw her picture. And I'm like, wow, you know, I want to jump through the computer and see her. She's very attractive. And then when we finally talked in, you know, that Zoom version of speed dating, she looked even better, but the vibe was very masculine from her. She definitely has a job with a lot of responsibilities, and we had a nice chat, and then we texted a bit, and she came to, something like, I have a list of questions I want to ask, and the first one was about spirituality. And, you know, how her faith is very important to her. And I said, I would certainly be interested in talking to that stuff, but I prefer not to text. You know, I think that's either a phone conversation or talk to in person. But what I'm a little concerned about is her having a list of questions, and doesn't that put her in the masculine role, which I want to redirect?
Then why don't you ask her for it?
Ask her for what?
For you to do the quizzing.
So I'm wondering, what's a good way to do that?
Well, number one, after you get bored or tired or whatever you get when you get bored and tired, then you say, I want to let you know what would be more respectful of me or make me feel more. Right now, I'm not liking being at the other end of your questions. Do you want to tell her that, or do you want to just let her run the show until she gets it that you're not really participating?
No, I do want to address it. I'm not sure about the way that you brought it up. I was wondering, how about something like this? I think is Pat Allen language too. I appreciate that you want to know all of these things about you. I want to ask you some questions. Would you be comfortable with that?
That is
okay, good. Because I almost don't want to push back. Because again, with her work, probably I might even be a little intimidated by her work. But anyway, we have some common ground on stuff to talk to about that. That I want to, kind of validate her for wanting to know this stuff. And the other question I had is, what are your thoughts on getting into big issues at the beginning? Because
what do you consider a big issue?
Religion. I would say faith is as a first question is not necessarily the most comfortable one. I mean, I know what I have, and I can certainly express it with her. But to me, that seems like a big issue that I wouldn't necessarily bring up on even the first date. I'd be more like, hey, we could, more small talk kind of
figuring out if there's chemistry. You do understand that women's liberation has freed women up to be men, and men have been freed up to be women.
I know that you are against that, and that it puts things.
No, I'm not against that.
You're not.
I want you to use my tools in order to negotiate what you would be more comfortable with. Women don't, after the Second World War, women got really able to work in factories and in businesses and professions. And today they're even finding that women are more and men are getting more homemaking oriented. So with that in mind, she probably believes she's doing something that you really approve of and doesn't know what big, small, and medium questions are.
I think it came off to me like, shopping for a car. The idea that you want to know all the details about it before you move forward. And I don't know. I like to ease into things and see what
following?
Okay.
How about you make maybe five questions that you and see how she likes being at the receptive side of the question and answer game?
Yes. Well, since you said you liked what I brought up initially, I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to do that, then why don't I come up with some questions? And some of it could even be around faith stuff, but it would be more of those sort of softball questions to get a feeling for what it's like to communicate about what's usually easier stuff before you get into marriage and kids and and heavier things. That stuff I don't necessarily want to talk about on the first date or even the first phone call.
But how about you make at least one thumbs up? Why don't you
That's a good idea. 3 to 5 questions, to have them ready to go.
So, and then bring up the issue of her, and for her, she may be thinking she's doing something that men like in doing questions and answers.
Maybe. But to me, it came off as masculine, and part of your work has been.
Honey,
me
I want you to understand
the masculine role.
Being masculine, women, we're all both male and female. It's what we're doing that determines whether we're female and male. The greatest chefs are men. Do you see? We don't, jobs and talk and questions are not allocated by gender. They're allocated by the person's upbringing, scripting, and by the person's likes and dislikes in their own life. She may like to be respected, whereas another woman wants to be cherished.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I liked what you created. But I'm suggesting that you add 3 to 5 questions as a demonstration model of what you would like to know about her.
Yes, yes. No, I think that that's great that I have an idea of what those questions are to ease into things. And I think bringing it up like that, she probably... We can certainly get to the, would she feel comfortable hearing my questions first? So no, I think that's a good way to start, and then we'll see what develops with her. But yeah, it's a lot of options out there, and since I don't really know if there's chemistry or not. But I know that looking at her, she's very attractive, so I definitely want to give that some attention. But the one I'm talking to tonight, she's pretty too. I think that there's definitely the hope for more. Plus, she wants to. Well, she brought up talking on the phone, which is fine with me, and meeting for coffee, which is too. So I know she's from our first talk. So I think she's more. Raring to go.
All right. So do you have your program?
I think I do. Yes. This is nice and simple. I think it gives me more confidence into going in to talk to a masculine.
Good. Woman. Good. 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 Okay.
Thank you. Oh, if I could ask one more question. I did get the Animas and Anima book. What's a good book for the script?
Oh, a good book for the scripts is Claude Steiner. Claude Steiner is a protege. He's dead now, but he was a protege of Eric Byrne. And he wrote a book, Scripts People Live, by Claude Steiner.
I'm going up to Claude Steiner. But yes, I found that book by Emma Young. So I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Good. Excellent. Good luck.
All right. Thank you again, Dr. Right. Pat.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay, that call-in number again is 323-203-0815. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about, I heard you say that if a girl was stimulated sexually.
What was that? What happened to my phone?
We lost our caller. She dropped. It sounded like she was maybe in a vehicle, so maybe she lost her signal. Hopefully we'll be able to get her back. We'll see what happens. So everyone, www.drpatallen.com, at the bottom of the page, chemistry, compatibility, and communication, and you can hear it free right now. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi.
Hello, caller.
I do have a question. Hello?
You're great.
Hello.
Yeah, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm so happy to be on. I have a question for you, Dr. Pat.
Good, good, good.
A man has been dating me. We've been in a relationship for 4 months now.
You're into the imperfect period.
That's right.
Experienced any blurb either on your behalf or his?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
The main issue right now is that we haven't consummated the relationship yet because I wanted a promise ring or an engagement ring first.
You have every right to want that, and he has every right to say yes or no.
Yes. The thing is, he said that he doesn't believe in that.
He doesn't believe in what?
In a promise ring, and he is not ready for an engagement.
He wants to have sex. Sex is not making love. Sex is what animals do, and we are animals. Sex is what you do when you want to have sex, but it's not built on a friendship other than a friendship with perks. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what he's saying to you is, I want your body from the neck down. I have no interest in what's going on in your brain.
All right. I believe that. And I was hoping you could give me a script for what to say. I don't really know how to go forward. I don't want
to
get rid of him.
You say to me what does he ask you when he's going for it? What does he say? So, does he touch you? Does he ask you? What does he do?
He asks. He goes, babe, I want us to have sex now. It's been 4 months. And then I say, I'm not comfortable unless we have, I say you have every right and thank you for being interested in having sex and finding me attractive, but I'm not comfortable until I have a ring, either an engagement or a promise ring.
But see, I want a relationship that's monogamous, continuous, and aiming towards marriage or whether mating. Are you wanting to get married or mate? They're the same contract.
I want to get married.
One is legal and one is just between the couple, theoretical. What?
I want to get married.
Okay. Then don't go for the ring. Go for the relationship. I really appreciate that you're attracted to me, but I've made myself a commitment that I'm not going to have sex until I'm in a marriage-bound relationship with a man that wants the same thing. And I want the symbol of a promise ring or an engagement ring so that other men and other people that know me know that I am in a marriage-bound relationship that I hope will be monogamous, continuous, and long-term.
Yeah,
I'm not comfortable with you saying I want the ring. It's okay. I want a relationship of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
For monogamy.
And we are committed.
And are you having sex now?
No. Only affection.
Affection. You're doing sexual things, but they're not intercourse. No penile insertion in vagina, anus, or mouth.
That's right.
Okay. So the first thing you do, as I always tell everybody, stroke them for asking. So practice. I'm a man. I want to make love to you. This is stupid. I've dated you for how long? How long have you dated him?
4 months.
Four what?
4 months.
4 months. Okay, that's right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know whether it was four times or 4 months. So you've dated him for 4 months, which means you're both interested in each other, but you're asking for a ring rather than the structure of a relationship. So I want to make an eye now. What is it?
I say, thank you, babe, for wanting to make love to me. But I feel uncomfortable because I made a promise to myself that I won't have intercourse with a man unless I am in a committed relationship bound for marriage and I have a ring on my left hand.
How do you feel about saying that?
I feel really good about saying that. That sounds perfect.
Then why don't you say it?
Okay, I will. But what
I've done is you've given 8 weeks to ruminate.
Okay.
A human being can't, when a woman marries, she gets born into good ways, particularly in the area of career, unless she's a career woman, then she has to be married to somebody that's a man who wants to be more responsible for the home. And they work out as a team. So are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
I am a woman with a career.
Okay. What's your career, by the way? Is it a job or a career?
I'm an engineer in training.
Okay. So you're going to end up an engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that could easily be a career, and you might even enjoy having a wife that's a man who's willing to run the house and take care of the house, right?
Yeah, I've tried that in my previous relationships, and that's when I found you, and I just much rather prefer being cherished.
Okay, so you want to be cherished. Your career would come second.
That's right.
Right? And therefore, you need to be with a career man who sees to it that there's food on the table and roof over the head and all that good stuff. Because when you are a team, when you marry, you've got to work as a team. Even gay men, both of them can't be masculine. I want. And with girls, both of them can't be feminine, even if lesbians. One of them has to be more in charge of money and the decisions that require intellectual. Men have 21 genes when they're conceived by mom that enhance their intuition. Women, on the other hand, have a larger bridge between the two lobes in their brain called the corpus callosum, which does nothing but transfer energy from the right feeling lobe in your brain to the left feeling, to the left thinking lobe, so that you can waltz with your partner like he runs the show with the money and you run the show at home, and the kids and the husband outrank the boss in emergencies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but you're saying, if you are saying it the way you're saying it, I want a ring before I have intercourse with you in order to feel I'm making love. What?
Mm-hmm. I believe that is what I was saying, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm correcting about what you're saying is, say, thank you for being attracted to me. I can't produce chemistry in you. It's got to be done. Chemistry is when some of the genes in his body are like your dad and a bunch of them aren't. So there's diversification. Nature knows inbreeding doesn't work. So chemistry automatically sets you up for somebody that's a man and a little bit not like dad and not like mom, so that you can set up your own system. Right?
Right.
So are you going to do what we just decided?
That's right. I will say I'm uncomfortable because I made a promise to myself that I won't have sex with any man unless we're in a committed relationship and I have a ring on my left hand.
But you, not one time did you just say monogamy continuity.
A monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship.
You know what continuous is? That he dates you. If he doesn't date you at least once a week, he's not dating you. He's just duty dating you. And if his form of monogamy is he can have prostitutes or mistresses, do you see what I'm saying? So would you please take it around again the second time? Honey, I want to make love to you tonight. Boom. What do you say?
Thank you, honey, for being interested in me sexually and finding me attractive. But I'm uncomfortable because I made a promise to myself that I won't have sex with any man unless I'm in a committed, continuous, marriage-bound relationship and I have a ring on my left hand. What do you think?
What did you not say? You didn't say monogamy.
Monogamy, a monogamous, continuous monogamous relationship.
Aimed for marriage next
aimed
year.
For marriage. Mm-hmm.
And I require a promise ring or an engagement ring to have, to make love with you, to make love. Making love is monogamy, continuity, and the same goal. Having sex is two animal events, just playing. People that make love often have a night of just sex, party time, okay?
Right.
People that only do sex never make love, and they're the people that keep raising what they do, and pretty soon they're having crazy sex parties. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
If you want to be just an animal, be human, make love, and once in a while have a party being little animals.
Mm-hmm.
What does that sound like for you? Pardon?
Pardon?
How does that sound to you?
That sounds wonderful to me.
Okay. So let's try it. Let's go at the third time.
Uh-huh.
Let's go for it.
Yes. Okay.
Hi, I want to make love to you.
Thank you so much for being interested in me sexually, but I'm uncomfortable because I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't have sex with any man unless I was in a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship aiming for marriage next year and a promise ring or an engagement ring on my left hand.
How did that feel?
What do you think about that?
That's right.
Really,
what do you think
awesome.
About that? Talk to his left lobe. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
That feels awesome.
When are you having your next date?
Thinking next week. We have been having, because he was upset because I said that last time, so we haven't really been talking. So I'm waiting.
He may dump you, you know. He may just want sex.
I'm
remember friends
fully aware
with perks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's got 8 weeks when he leaves you to change his mind. A man is lucky if he has a virtuous woman, because the reason that men do marry is to keep the woman they want monogamous with him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, everything I teach is based on the science of sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So So you're going to practice it next week when you date him. If he comes back.
That's right.
And if he asks you for sex, when he asks you for sex again, you know what you're going to say.
That's right. I even wrote it down, and I'll listen to the podcast again.
All right. Good girl.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let us know the results, please.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Here we go. That call in number 323-203-0815. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Josh.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for being here. I have a question. A man been dating me, and I had 3 dates with him.
Good.
The first date was coffee date during the day, and the other 2 dates were the evening dates. And I noticed that, in my opinion, that he drank too much on both of the dates. I really like the guy, but I feel uncomfortable with him, like, drinking too much.
Okay. Does he drink too much for you?
Well, it seems like he understands everything, but
Do you have anybody in your family that's a drunk?
My father used to drink functionally,
well,
yeah.
Well, here, I hate to mention it, but your father has ruined your date's occasional drinking, from what I hear. Your father is an alcoholic?
He was drinking. Yeah, he's not alive anymore. But he used to drink functionally, you know, like he would have a job. But he would drink a lot. And I would count his drinks.
I understand that. But you said to me in this conversation, he has not drank too much.
I think that he has drank too much.
Oh, you just say it on the...
I was not clear. Well, he had 5 drinks within, like, 3 hours of a date.
But does it change him?
Not really that much, I guess.
But too much for you.
But too much for me to start
stressing. You are already sensitized by your dad.
Yeah, like I was worried, like, how is he going to drive back home? And
I've got news for you. That's normal if you're with somebody that's drinking anything.
Okay.
So what I hear is you are not compatible. Remember, time, space, money, and play. You've got to negotiate things. You've got to be friends to start with, with chemistry. So are you going to use one of my tools to let him know that he's turning you off?
Yes, but can you tell me what is it that I need to tell him?
Yeah, I will. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes, I am willing.
So I wouldn't do it while he's drinking, because when a man drinks, he knocks out his intuition and becomes very, very sensitive and emotional, and it would not be too good a thing to do. One of the tools I teach is when he's sober the next day, that you say to him, honey, whatever you want to call him, honey, I want to talk to you about our relationship, and it may be sensitive. Are you willing to hear what I have to say about some sensitive feelings I have about us? And he will either say yes or no. What do you think he will say?
He will say yes.
Okay. then you would say, thank you for listening. When would be the most convenient time for you to listen to me? See, one person has got to be respected. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. I'm not gamey that way. And one person has to be cherished. Their feelings. I can't have two people both wanting to be cherished. I don't feel good, but I don't feel good either. I think we should do it this way. No, I think we should do it this way. I need somebody that wants respect more than cherishing, and the other person they're with wants to be cherished more than respected. What do you want?
I want to be cherished.
Okay, that fits the female chemistry and the female brain, but a lot of women want to be respected, and a good deal of men are becoming aware that being a woman is a better job than being a man today. Do you understand what I said?
Yeah.
So the first thing you say to him is make an appointment for a sensitive subject about your relationship, okay?
And can I do that over the text?
What?
Can I do that? Can I do that over the text, or I have he has to contact
it the day after he's drank and upset you?
Okay, gotcha.
You don't talk to him because him, when he's drinking, men become feminine when they drink. Women become masculine when they drink or okay. use drugs other than doctors prescribed brain stabilizers. Women run their lives on neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin. Men run their lives on their intuition with their extra genes that they have. So with that in mind, you want to be cherished. So you've got to be with the man that cherishes you because you respect him. A man cannot cherish you if you don't respect him unless he's mad.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you say to him, you have every right to drink, but I'm super sensitive about drinking. My dad drank too much. So I'm uncomfortable with drinking in the men I'm dating, but I'm attracted to you, and I want you to know this sensitivity that I have. And are you willing to date me without more than how many drinks, how much drinking will you accept?
Like 2-3 drinks.
No, that's two or three. How many?
Two.
You know, the worst sign of a poor negotiator is evasiveness. Stop drinking so much. There's no details there.
Okay, well, I have to think, yes, I have to think it's either two or three.
Well, it can't be two or three. It's got to be one or the other, or it's not a contract.
Yeah, okay, then two.
Okay, no more than two beers, no more than two cocktails, no more than two whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you willing to only have two drinks when you date me? And that's where he'll say yes or he'll say no. He has a right to drink all that he wants as long as he's willing to lose you.
Yeah. Can I ask you one more question about the situation, please?
Why not? I want you to go through, I am he. I have drank last night at a party we went to. What do you say to me today?
Honey, I have something sensitive to tell you. When would be a good time for you to listen?
Are you willing to listen to me?
Are you willing to listen to me?
Yes. Then you say, when would it be convenient?
When would it be convenient?
Is this man right or left-handed?
I don't know.
Have you ever eaten a meal with him?
Yeah, but I have not noticed.
Which hand had the fork?
I have it, yes, I know.
Okay. If he's a right-handed man, he has a small bridge between the two lobes in his brain. And because of that, you've got to give him an opportunity to tell you when it would be most convenient to listen, because he may be concentrating on a job question or something else.
Okay.
Remember, to respect your man, to get cherished, is what I teach in my book, Getting to I Do, Staying Married, Loving It. I've written a bunch of books. Have you read any of them?
Yes, I have both of them. I read the Getting to I Do, but I have not read the Staying Getting Married.
All right. My new book, the last one, is a summary book. It's a man's world. They love money and things, but a woman's universe, we love used to breathe and to talk. You see, so I concentrate. I'm a transactional analyst. I teach people how to negotiate with respect and cherishing when they want, especially, I'm a marriage, family, child therapist, especially if they want to build a life together.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's go back and you give it a go again.
Honey, I have something sensitive to tell you. When would be convenient for you to listen?
No.
To me?
Are you willing to listen?
Or are you willing to listen to me?
Yes.
And when would be convenient for you to listen to me?
Now. Now what do you say to him?
I say that I felt uncomfortable.
No. That's not what I teach first. You have every right to drink what you want to drink.
Yeah, you have every right to drink what you want to drink and how much you want to drink. But I'm very sensitive about this area, and I feel uncomfortable when you drink a lot.
You went evasive.
Okay, I feel uncomfortable
when you drink more than two drinks. My dad was a drunk.
Yeah, when you drink more than two drinks, my dad was a drunk, and what do I say after that?
I get scared.
Are you willing to have only two drinks when you're dating me, on a date with me?
And then we hear yes or no. And if we get a no, we give him 8 weeks to ruminate and think about it.
Okay.
You know, the best ad I ever saw in a magazine for dating was one that said, "Wanted, a Pat Allen woman." I teach people scientifically how to be very virtuous.
Thank you. So the last date that I had with him, and he tried to get in, but he didn't. However, and I do have the speech that I, prepared to say that I'm willing to make love when I'm in continuous, monogamous exclusive relationships, aiming for marriage. But
good
I got in
girl.
My But I didn't tell him that because I got in my head. I wasn't sure if he was sober enough to listen to me, So I didn't have, I did not say that. However,
he's going to ask you for sex as long as he's walking. That's
okay.
Right
but I
now.
Got really, Mm-hmm. I got very confused. Now, sorry.
You've got to decide. You've already told them monogamy, continuity, and longevity. So that's blurred out.
I did not say that.
Okay, so which one do you want, King? Or do you want to wait until he asks for sex and you want to make love?
I don't know.
Well, do you know when he's coming after you sexually?
Yes.
Well, then say, whoa, I have something to say that's sensitive. Do you see what I mean?
Can I say that even when he's drunk or no?
No, dear, you cannot speak about drinking when he's drunk.
No, not about drinking, but about the sex when he's drunk.
No, you don't try to contract with anybody that's drunk, because the women become masculine and the men become feminine. You're not with the same person. That's why people meet in a bar.
So that's what I thought. That's why I wasn't comfortable to bring in this conversation, because he was not sober and I was,
sober, you don't let him in your body.
I did not. I did not let him, but I didn't even bring up the conversation either.
You can't bring up a conversation when someone's under the influence of mind-altering chemicals. It can't be done.
Okay. So, I guess now I have those two things that I need to bring up if I have another date with him.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Are you set for the next date?
No, not yet.
What else do you want?
No. He didn't. But do you have a suggestion? Should I bring up alcohol or
which thing? Is he going for the drinking or is he going for the sex?
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense.
Good. All right.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you, Dr. Pat Allen.
Good luck. Good luck. Report back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, I believe we've got some more calls coming.
Good.
And Sam is going to. Yeah. 323-203-0815 is the number.
Kelly.
Yeah, Dr. Pat.
I don't think we've asked for donations for the radio show in the last couple of times.
We've got a caller on the line right now. Be careful of that caller. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you for.
What can I do for you?
I'm calling about some guys that have been dating me, and I'm noticing a couple patterns with them, and I wanted to share them with you. So you can tell me if there are potential maybe red flags. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine. You can ask me anything you want. I'm a marriage, family, child therapist.
Thank you. I'll say the last 2 months. But we are not official. He's still supposed to be courting me. But I've noticed that he likes for me to check off to text him. If he texts me Monday, Tuesday, he will want me to text him Wednesday first. And I explained to him that I do not want to contact him unless we are official. We are an official couple, boyfriend, girlfriend.
You're absolutely right. I don't want you to reach out to him at all until you're his girlfriend.
Exactly. And he didn't like that. He started saying things.
Why would he like that when he wants you to mother him?
Exactly. So, and he's older than me, and he seems to want you to mother him. It's just, he just always finds a way. And so the last time I talked to him was on Monday, and he was basically showing me that he was irritated because I hadn't checked on him till the afternoon. So I texted him at 4 p.m. And the last time I texted him was the night before. And I was just so unpleased with that response.
Dear,
that I decided to not text him.
I want you to tell me if you're his girlfriend monogamously.
No.
Then you do not call him. You are not the male. He's dating you to be male.
And so I basically, so basically, wow. I think that's a huge red flag. I feel like every time I explain to him in a very feminine and soft way that I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm not cherished, I want to be taken care of. I just feel like he tries to make me the zero. Like he complains often about women being self-centered, which I think, I just feel like he is not probably the person that I want to be with because I don't want
to. But you have not spoken to him from your soul. You have not said.
How do I speak to him? How do I tell him this then? How do I say it then? Because
I'm telling you right now. I'm saying it now. And if this Ellie will tell you too, in our workshop.
www.drpatallen.com at the bottom of the page, chemistry, compatibility, and communication. Listen to it free right now.
You got that?
Okay.
Now, here's what you say to him. Thank you for wanting to make love to me, which is not what it is. It's sex. Thank you for being interested in me. But I'm not going to have intercourse unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous, marriage-bound relationship. And that's all you say.
So even though this is about...
What does he say back to you? I'll be you. What does he say to you?
He's not asking me for sex. He wants me to contact him first. So how do I tell him that I won't contact him first?
I will not chase men until I'm their girlfriend, their fiance, or their wife.
Okay. Okay. Is it okay if I text him exactly that?
That's exactly right.
Okay. I will.
Because when you chase him, remember, women give up a lot of their individual rights and natures when they get committed, but they are rewarded with the commitment. Men take on responsibility for the woman they love and the kids produce. What he wants is a friendship with perks. He wants a free wife, a free fiance, a free wife, a free girlfriend. And what you're saying is, thank you for wanting to make love to me, but it doesn't feel like making love unless we are boyfriend and girlfriend, at least.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Pat. Another guy that is dating me is actually my college ex who comes back because we live in two different cities and he's now doing business in my city and he seems to want to reconnect. And as I'm talking to him, he is thinking that it's going to be fine with me basically being the man in the relationship, which I don't know why he thinks I want to be the man. He's saying he's willing to be at home if I have to be in my career.
He has a right to want to be a wife to you. You have a right to say thank you for the offer. What is it? He wants you to run the show?
Yeah, I want to tell him thank you for the offer, but I don't want that type of relationship, basically.
He wants you to be his mother.
Yeah, I feel like he now wants that. When we were in college, he didn't want that. But I've changed my mind about a lot of things. And I'm trying to tell him, I'm doing personally, it's making me not want to talk to him.
Then you're going to tell him. You're going to ask him for an appointment, and you're going to tell him what you're uncomfortable with. And if he drops you, you'll go get another man.
Okay. All right.
Are you willing to be an I? You have to be an I to be a we, to be an us.
I want to be an I. Actually, 2022, that was exactly my New Year resolution, because I've always been that person who was just very kind, maybe too kind to my friends, to my boyfriends, exes, and I feel like they take advantage of that, and I really don't want to be more of a wholesome person. I want to be more honest to myself.
Well, then would you please tell him?
So make an appointment with him. So it's basically tell him, hey, I'm going to tell you something serious. I have changed. My priorities now are different. And I'm looking for a man who will court and cherish me in our relationship.
A man I respect because he courts me and cherishes me.
Okay. Dr. Pat, what is your advice when it comes to woman relationship, long-term woman relationship? Because I'm also struggling with that. I really want
Are
to
you
be
wanting,
more.
Did you want to be mated? Mating is a marriage agreement without the legal document.
Oh, no, this is just with regular friends, not people that I'm interested in. Just friends.
Do you have, you talking about a boyfriend or not?
No, I'm talking about regular friendship
with a man.
With women, non romantic friendship.
You're talking about friendship with a woman.
Yes. How do you deal with that when there's jealousy involved?
When they do what?
When there's jealousy, when they're jealous of you?
What you do is you confront them and say, if it doesn't stop, you have to stop the relationship.
Okay.
You make an appointment. I want to talk to you about our relationship. I'm not comfortable. Are you willing to listen? When would it be comfortable for you to hear me if it's a woman? Comfortable for a woman, convenient for a man. She says, yeah. And you say, I'm very uncomfortable. She may be a natural lesbian and be massively in love with you.
No, really, really jealous of my relationship with people, because she has had a very difficult... she's just very masculine, if that makes
I want you to understand, we dealt with you and your boyfriend. With a girlfriend, you use the same tool, except you say that you do not feel comfortable with the friendship. So until she's ready to be a friend instead of an enemy, you'd rather not.
Okay.
Set up a boundary. Hey, okay?
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay. I want to remind everybody that the WANT Institute is a 501c3 educational, not-for-profit corporation. And your generous donations keep us on the air. Your donation is 100% tax write-offable. And I encourage you to go to info@drpatallen.com via email to find out how you can donate or to find out how you can do one of Dr. Pat Allen's script sessions, get on one of our waiting lists.
How they find out when they donate?
Yeah, I've already given that information, and we have a caller on the line.
Okay, let's do the caller.
Caller, you're live on air with Dandra.
I think you cut out earlier, but how you said that if a girl is sexually stimulated before her first period, then she had a dopamine receptor by anybody. But my cousin kind of sexually stimulated me when I was like 7. So does that mean I have more like dopamine receptors?
Are you saying that your cousin is molesting you?
He never touched me, but he did the like, show me yours, I'll show you mine. He made me play that game when I was like, I think 6 or 7, but he never touched me.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
And how old is he?
That was when he was like 12.
And how old were you when he did that?
Probably like 7 years old.
Okay. And not serious. Okay. And you said he never touched you physically.
No, he didn't touch me.
Okay. But he was a kid himself. You were a kid yourself. Did it stop when you were then and that age?
Yeah, I told my mom and it never happened again. I told my mom and it never happened again.
You told your mom, did she say anything to him?
She told my aunt.
Wait, my phone is jerking around. What?
Yeah, she told my aunt and it stopped. But we didn't live with them. They lived in Mexico.
So she stopped him.
Oh, right.
Okay, and that's nothing else has happened since you've been grown up?
No. But I was just curious because I always heard you say that it creates the dopamine receptors if you're sexually stimulated.
Well, when a girl is sexually stimulated by a man, and that means a man that's older than 10 years, if it turns her on, it can impact the brain. What I hear in this conversation is, he asked you to play doctor with him, but you went smartly to your mother and she interrupted his maneuvers and he stopped, as I hear. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So stimulating you, you did play doctor or you didn't play doctor?
did my doctor.
You didn't? Or you did?
We did play doctor. We did. But it happened a few times, and that's it.
Okay. And did you do it a number of times or just once?
Probably like 3 times.
You... So what you're saying is definitely sexually sound.
No.
How old are you right now?
I'm 37.
Okay, you're 35. Are you planning to marry? Are you dating?
Yeah. I just me and my boyfriend just broke up last week. I talked to you about it. He's the one that had the Asperger's. He's not autistic.
Okay, so your sexual life is interrupted.
We only had sex once, but we're a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship, but it didn't work out because he's autistic.
Okay. So with that in mind, have you ever been engaged? No one has ever asked you?
Close, but we ended up not being compatible.
Okay, and you're not compatible because what do you do when you're not compatible?
One of them was like a sociopath, but then the other one, we were just very different. Like, we had different interests. He wanted to have kids right away, and I wanted to focus on my career, so I wasn't ready for that back then, but I am now.
So you weren't compatible. You were a career woman, and he wanted a woman with a career.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want that.
Okay. I will strongly suggest, because if you were stimulated too early, you're hornier than a lot of women. Are you hornier than most of the women you know? I strongly recommend. I'm telling you the answer.
Okay.
Stop talking. I want to answer.
Okay. Bye.
When a girl is stimulated sexually before her first period, it produces brain changes. Her receptors for dopamine is a real high and is stimulated seriously when people are sexually stimulated into sexually more competitive women. Please do not have intercourse without being engaged.
Oh, not even a promise ring?
No free sex goes anywhere.
So I have to be engaged.
Will you do that?
What if I have a promise ring? Is that okay?
No, for you, you need an engagement ring. And the reason for that is because your body is built now to want sex for sex.
Yeah,
I
always liked a lot of sex.
I know that, dear, but I'm telling you that happens to a little girl that is sexually stimulated before her first period. And she's hornier than the normal girl. Therefore, she gives away sex. Therefore, men don't have to marry her.
Okay. Yeah, I stopped giving away sex. I do when I'm in a relationship, but still.
I want you not to have sex unless you have an engagement ring and a wedding date planned, please.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you are extra sexual because you've been stimulated.
Yeah.
Therefore, please set a boundary, which is no making love unless I'm engaged to marry him.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Okay. Yes, I'll do that. That's going to be
good
really
girl.
Hard.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, when you give away sex, that's why so many girls do strip clubs, prostitution,
right.
Because most of them have been molested before their first period.
Yeah, if I was dating, before I found your work, I used to have sex before I was in a committed relationship, and I thought it was fine, even though it wasn't.
I understand. It's not fine. It's wasting time. Real
yeah.
men, good men, marry women that are not free sexual.
Dr. Allen, I can't. What if I have a promise ring now? I have to wait till I'm engaged.
I don't. Engaged. No promise
okay.
ring. No promise ring. You need an engagement ring before you make love.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what I know in 51 years of practicing this. I hear your wound, and I'm glad you called. What?
What happens when they be in a monogamous, continuous relationship and engaged to make love to you?
That's exactly right. I was advised by a therapist because I was molested as a little girl.
Okay. Even though I was never touched?
Honey, the problem is stimulating you thinking sexually. Do you know how many?
Right.
Do you know when a man therapists lost their jobs because they thought you had to touch a little girl to molest her? Little girls know when they're lusted after. It causes
right.
goosebumps, and it causes
yes.
dopamine. And the
yes.
girl is off.
Yes.
So I'm telling
yeah.
you the truth that I experience in my office. You cannot have casual sex because your brain is wounded by somebody that stimulated you into a sexual mode that caused receptors to dopamine in your brain. And you're hornier than the normal girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the foundation for the girls that are prostitutes, the girls that are inviting rape. It's a real, I've had a lot of experience with this particular problem because I've come across it, and I was well trained by Patrick Carnes, who is a therapist that taught me what I know sexually. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So did I make my point?
Yes. Yes, I'll do it. It's going to be hard,
please,
but I'll
do it.
It.
Well, it's either
okay.
that or be a prostitute. Do you want to be a prostitute? Do you make money?
No. No. No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
You're welcome. God love you.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. If you are
that
looking for our products, the place to go is wantistore.com. Oh, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thanks, Kelly.
Hi.
I have a question about how to respond to a message that I got from a man, and it's been almost 2 years since I heard from him.
Wow. You're still in love with him? Are you married? Do you have a boyfriend? What's going on?
Right now, I'm duty dating, so I'm putting myself out there to meet other men. I took a break after the last guy. It didn't
you
work
want
out, so.
To get married?
Yes.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know your work. 2 years ago, you actually helped me with the hi bye letter.
Oh, good. What can I do for today?
To respond to his message, I just got his message, like, hey,
well,
how
read
are you?
It.
Oh, Happy
after
New Year.
2 years, he called you back?
After
That's
2 years,
not unusual. You know what he did is he didn't marry you way back when. He didn't want the responsibility. And now he's falling in love with you, so he's reaching out. But now it's more serious.
That's why I wanted to call you to just...
Well, then let's get the business. What do we need to do?
So I'll tell you the backstory. So the reason I could not accept his offer at the time was because he had just moved his children's mother into his house, because he wanted the kids to have her around. And I just
wait a minute. He was dating you and he wanted his ex-wife to come back and mother the kids?
He was asking to date me. He was not dating me.
Oh, he asked to date you. What is the other woman's relationship? Was she his ex-wife?
She's the mother to his two kids.
Were they married?
No.
So he's never married the mother of the kids, but he wants the mother to be with the kids. And he wants you. He wants you as a mistress.
Yeah.
So he wants two women, one for the kids and one for him.
Yeah.
And she didn't marry him. He didn't marry her.
Right.
So do you want to marry him?
I guess I'm more curious than anything else. I'm curious
about
why he wants, about why he's
Look,
reaching.
She
he's reaching
gave
out.
Him a free wife, and how many kids does he have with her?
Two.
She gave him a free wife and two kids.
Right.
But he's not in love with her, and I'll tell you why. Men cannot fall in love with women that are not virtuous because the men know that the women are not virtuous and will break their heart someday, and whatever she did that turned him off. And he wants her to mother their kids. So you
right.
want to be his girlfriend on the side?
Not without some sort of legal setup.
Well, that's called marriage.
Yeah.
So do you want him to marry her or you?
Depends on what his offer is.
Okay. Would you mother the kids, and without her, he wants her mothering the kids?
Yeah.
So what job would you hold? I only can hear you can be a mistress if he marries you, or if he keeps her and you help him raise the kids.
No, I want my own kids.
Okay, how old are you?
30.
Oh. have you made love with him?
No.
So you are still a virtuous woman?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you willing to marry him? And he willing to let the kids live with the mom? Or are you willing to live with the kids with him?
I'm willing to let his kids be with their mother.
With their mother?
Yeah.
And visiting you and your husband, their dad. You're not rejecting
or
his kids.
Or he can go stay with them. I don't mind that.
Is that permanent? I mean, would you live one place and he comes to visit you when he married you? You want two locations. Do you want her to live where she lives, unmarried to him, and the kids come and go back and forth, and you live sometimes by yourself because he's over there? Are you willing?
Hello?
It looks like we're having a little technical difficulty. Hello, Dr. Allen. You're back. Hello.
I know. So I was asking, are you willing to have a complicated life?
We have lost our caller as well.
Oh, she didn't pick up, or she lost the phone.
Yep,
okay.
Seems that we had a little hitch in our get along. Okay, let's see what's going on here. I'm going to find out from our switchboard if
we
can get her back. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're back.
Hi. I really got through. I'm good. Thank you.
Are you willing to live a complicated life with them?
Okay, I'm not sure what happened there. We lost one caller. Do we have a caller on the line right now? I can't tell.
But I already got through, so I'm good.
Oh, okay.
You're okay?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Allen.
What are you going to do? I just wanted to know what you're going to do.
Not make love until I'm engaged.
Okay. And then you'll live with him?
Yeah. But I don't have anybody yet. I have to go hunting.
Oh, you don't
this
have
is
a man.
Call. Yeah, this is a different caller, Dr. Allen. We didn't get our other caller back.
Oh, it's a different caller. Okay. All right.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you know?
Just checking in with the switchboard, and I'll remind everybody, one iStore is where you can find Dr. Allen's newest book, Man, World, Woman, Universe. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, how are you guys doing? I talked to you, Dr. Pratt, about 2 weeks ago. And
okay.
You told me about the high bi letter.
Okay.
And I did write that on Tuesday.
Good.
And I actually shot it over as a text to the man I've been seeing for the last 4 years.
Four years. Wow.
Yeah. And he told me to do this and see what he does.
Yes. What did he do?
And he told me to mention marriage, and that's the only way that, you know, if I get engaged, that I can continue, Ralph. And
so are you engaged to him?
No. Well, he called me back in 5 minutes. When I texted him that, he called back. He called me and he said, you know, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And he tried to make small talk. And I said, well, did you get my check? And did you read it? And he said, yes, I did. Did that mean you wanted to come over? And I said, no. And he was trying to joke about it. And I said, no, I'm really serious of what I wrote. And he goes, okay. And he kind of cut it short and he said, well, I'll talk to you soon. And that was it. And I haven't heard from him since Tuesday.
That's right.
So.
He dumped you.
Did he? Okay.
Well, he dumped you for 8 weeks. If he doesn't reach out to you in 8 weeks, he's dumped you. But if he misses you enough, he'll do what you say.
Okay.
He's got to feel whether he wants you.
So right now, don't do anything. Just wait.
I want you not to do anything. Don't beg. Don't grovel. Don't punish him. Just watch what he does, because you've set the standard, and he will tell you within 8 weeks if it's an easy yes, or he will not say yes, and he will stay away from you, and he may call you a year from now. You didn't give him a free anything. You didn't give him sex. So he knows you are a virtuous woman.
I had him, and he was testing the waters that day on Tuesday.
Yes, he was.
To see if I would just come over, you know.
That's right. So I strongly recommend that you don't chase him, that you answer any phone calls he makes, and you keep telling him your virtuous truth.
Okay. Okay. And just sometimes your feelings change during these 8 weeks. I know you said this before. Sometimes they come back and then you might have different feelings for him.
I got news for you. He might meet somebody else. Look, we can't tell what he's going to do. We can only tell you what you're going to do.
Okay. And in these 8 weeks, do I not date anybody?
I wouldn't date them. I would go to dances or something, but I don't know how much of that is going on. The point is that you don't want to say you're done, because you're not done. He's making a decision, and you have not made a mistake in giving him a free wife.
Okay. Right. And that's what he likes. He likes the casual.
No, he wants sex for the physical pleasure, but he won't really love a woman that's free. And the reason for that is he knows that if you screw him, you can screw him too.
Oh, yes. And I think that's what he is. He's very jealous. I noticed.
I got news for you. Jealousy is a sign of love, and the book on that is Dangerous Passions by David Buss, B-U-S-S. Dangerous Passions of Sexuality. And it tells the man, if he's jealous, he'll marry you to keep you away from any other man.
Okay. And I was listening to an old podcast. I was listening to one of your old podcasts, and you were talking about a narcissist. I don't care what we're talking about.
I want you to answer his phone calls, but don't call him and don't screw him.
Okay. I won't. Can I ask you a kind of an off-the-wall question?
What?
Can I ask you another question regarding narcissists?
Kelly, can she ask me another question?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. He's the kind of man that I've noticed will never say sorry. He never says it's his fault. And if it is his fault, and I
catch
him,
that's
straight in the face.
A man's ego does not like saying he's sorry, but he'll change his behavior, and that's better than a statement.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think he is that way, because he couldn't even say he loved me until just maybe a month ago.
I got news for you. He knows that words matter. Beware of your thoughts, because they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, doc office relationship, especially the ones that are loving. So, yes, dear, people play games when they're cornered. So watch what he does, not as much what he says.
What he says. Okay. That sounds good.
You're doing
well,
fine.
Dr. Pat. Thank you for helping with that letter. It made me feel more at ease now. So I appreciate it. That's exactly right.
That's right. Be a virtuous woman.
Okay. I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Let us know. Okay. Let's see what we've got going on here. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. Denise, and I am 60 years old, African-American woman. And for, I read your book, Getting to I Do. And so for the first, up until 2 years ago, I was in my masculine energy trying to make a way for myself and build my career. I don't have a career, I have a job. And so now at 58, I realized that I was doing everything wrong. And now I'm feeling at times very hopeful and other times not so hopeful because of my age. But I know I'm a feminine energy woman and with like a masculine energy man. The problem is they're married.
They're not all married. There's a dating service called Our Time that is for people over 50.
Okay.
So have you looked into that?
I have. I am with a matchmaking service, and it's called It's Just Lunch is the name of it. And
Okay.
I've had three candidates in 2 dates, and I haven't been asked on another date. And I've really, tried to feminize myself and all of that good stuff. And it just gets to be a little bit.
Do you want to be respected by a man or cherished?
I would like to be cherished, yes.
I appreciate that. So do you let men know? Have you had anybody, have you ever been married?
No, I've never been married. I don't have any children.
Okay. Well, are you looking to meet people? Is that true?
Yes.
So what breaks them down? What happens?
I don't know, because when I, they don't give feedback. Like, we give feedback on each other, but she doesn't convey the feedback. I've asked her, my matchmaker,
you know, what are they saying? Do you see a pattern? And she says, well, we can't reveal that information. And so now I'm wondering, you know, have I wasted my money? Because I don't know what's going wrong.
Well, so where, do you give away sex?
No. I don't even get a second date, so
okay.
I don't give away. I haven't had sex in God knows when, like years.
All right. What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
It was 4 years when I was 16.
Okay. What was different about you at 16?
Okay. I met a man who, and he was like, I was 16 and he was 21. He had my mom's permission to date me. So he took care of me, basically. And when he wanted to get married, I wanted to go to school. And I'm born in the 60s. So I didn't know that you could get married and put off having children while I went to school. And he said I could, you know, go to college and he would work. But I didn't believe him. And no one told me anything.
Do you like men? Is your dad nice to you?
My stepfather was, as you said in one of your calls, he was a drunk. My birth dad is dead. I didn't really know him. He didn't take care of us. He hardly came around.
And your stepdad was a drunk?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mother men?
I think I may do that. I used to do that anyway. At least I think I did.
Do you chase them?
No, I don't chase them.
You don't chase them?
No.
Do you respect them? Do you show respect for men that you're set up with?
Yeah. Yes, for the dates that I set up with, yes, I do. I don't talk much. I mean, I talk, but, you know, I don't dominate the conversation. I ask them questions. I'm light. I've really done a lot of work on myself, trying to be light and not nasty.
Not too heavy. Are you in shape?
Yes, I lost 20 pounds. I'm like, really? I really look good. I like the way I look.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you.
Yeah.
What do you sense? What?
And the men, you know, they say I'm pretty and, you know, all of the stuff, but no second dates, though.
Do they ask you for sex?
Well, the guy who cut my tree did yesterday.
What did he do?
Well, we went out to lunch. We've gone out to lunch twice. And he said, well, you know what I want? And I said, no, what do you want? And he pointed to the whole, I don't understand what you're talking about.
You knew he wanted sex.
Yes.
Did you tell him, I don't have sex unless I'm your girlfriend at least?
I didn't say that day, but he called back the next day, and I told him that, you know, he never admitted he was married. I just guessed he was.
Was married?
Yeah, I said, I'm not the
Well, then congratulations, you avoided a mess. I hear that you're a nice lady and that you're paying somebody to help you find somebody and that you're doing virtuous things. And I promise you that if you keep it up, somebody will buy your program.
Okay.
Every week, if you can.
How will I find them? Dr.
What?
Day three every week. I don't even have one man I'm dating.
One date?
I don't have one man to date. Not one. And you're saying I should date three. So go to our time then. I guess I'll go to our time.
Do you belong to a church?
I do. I just joined a church.
What church?
Like location or denomination? Is that what you're asking?
Do they have social events? Can you flirt? Do you flirt? Do you look in the eyes of men and smile?
I'm learning, yes. I'm doing that now from your book.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
3 times. I'm still reading my third.
You've got to signal men that you're attracted to with eyes and smile and not talking.
Yes.
Are you willing to dig up 3 men by flirting?
Yes.
And if you want to keep your marriage broker, that's fine. But I'm just telling you what to do from the ground up. Men that are good will not approach a woman that's looking down. They will only approach a woman that's looking them in the face and smiling.
Got it.
Will you do that this week and report back?
Okay, I will.
All right, because I'll help you.
Okay. Yes, thank you very much.
Good girl.
See you next week.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay, we are close to being out of time. So, Dr. Allen, I want to talk about a couple of things. You do a special script session that people can do with you. And you also will do a critique of a high by letter. And the way that we get an appointment for that is via email by reaching out to info@drpatallen.com. I want to remind everybody again what we were talking about earlier. The Want Institute is a 401c3 not-for-profit corporation. You are tax-deductible 100%. And if you want to get on our waiting list for one of our groups, you can reach out to info@drpatallen.com and get yourself on one of the waiting lists for one of our groups. And we do them every week. 4 times a month, and there's lots of different groups. So it's a lot of fun, and it's really enlightening. So I encourage you to do that. And Dr. Allen, what do you have to say to everybody before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments that you make and keep. So please, I'll walk with you. I will give you answers. I'll give you books to read to help you love yourself by loving others.
Excellent. All right, everyone. Until we're back with you again, we hope you are taking good care. And don't forget, do the 5-second flirt. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.